Okay, so I'm going to ask you again. Don't you wish that today was a national holiday?
No, I still think that, I mean, I was good. I went to sleep eventually. I feel you got to run on adrenaline on days like today, right?
Yeah, but look at how you're going to feel later on this afternoon. Wouldn't it be nicer to just be able to sleep in?
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. So over 40% of Americans truly believe that the day after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday. I'm not willing to give up a holiday to make this be a holiday.
Don't you get it? If the people revolt and want something, you have to give it to them. It's not a trade. There was no mention of a trade going in there. Give us an extra holiday. It's time. We deserve it.
They're not going to just give us an extra holiday. Who makes that decision, by the way?
If I had a regular job where people wouldn't know, I mean, like, you know, everybody knows if I don't show up. If I had a regular job, I'm calling in today.
A lot of people are calling in today. I actually got a text from a couple of the girls here last night saying that there was no way that they were coming in. And I'm like, aren't you home with your families? Like, what? Just go to sleep. Like, I don't understand.
Blame it on bad wings. The dip. It was tainted. Everybody's sick now.
Yeah, everybody. On Friday, Newsday's football expert Tom Rock gave me a few tips to sound smart at the Super Bowl. One of those tips was so good, Raven, I'm going to be using it all day today, too.
I think I can guess which one it was that was the big winner. I mean, let's face it, Tom had some great advice. We do this every major sporting event that comes up because Anna, she's always got some sort of event. She's going to be entertaining people. She's got to sound like she knows what's happening.
Exactly. And the truth is I don't really know what's going on. So this was one of the tips that he gave me on Friday. These are just things that I could yell out to sound intelligent.
Sure.
Turnovers. Okay. Can you remember that?
Turnovers.
Yep.
Yes.
Right? The game's going to come down to turnovers. Whoever has the most turnovers is going to lose. Whoever has the fewest turnovers is going to win. You just keep harping on turnovers, and nobody can ever argue with you.
All right, so I got a little nervous when I was going to throw this one out last night, because the truth of the matter is I don't know a whole lot about turnovers.
You're not really sure what a turnover is.
Well, I think it's when you lose the ball and the other team gets it.
Good guess.
Yeah, so I figured I had to do that. So I didn't actually want to use it when it was happening, because I wasn't sure if that was, you know.
That's what had happened?
Yeah.
Right.
But then this happened. Guys, it's all going to come down to turnovers tonight. You know that, right?
What?
It's going to come down to the turnovers.
Like the dessert?
Like the dessert.
Is that your friend?
Yeah. Yeah, they, that one, not so good.
You had turnovers for dessert?
Yeah, they're like
you should have brought some
apple
today.
Turnovers? You brought apple turnovers? I'm like, no, like the game turnovers.
Right.
I think they were just surprised because they, you know, I don't really know a whole lot.
So you know, like, more than them.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, my husband was very confused by that.
Right.
That one,
okay, not so good.
Yeah. Then there was this.
Anytime Roger Goodell or Alex Rodriguez is on the screen, you need to audibly snort or groan.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I was waiting the whole game. Now,
right.
Here's the thing. A-Rod never made an appearance. He was there with J-Lo at the Super Bowl.
I heard.
They weren't on the screen at all,
yeah,
but I was waiting contently.
They weren't showing a lot of celebrities on screen, it seemed like.
Right. But then finally, there goes Roger Goodell. And I jump up because I had to Google a picture of him before to see what he looked like.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. He's there with Sierra, which is a whole different story because I didn't know that Sierra was married to a football guy named Russell Wilson.
Yes, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Right.
But I tried it, and here's how it went.
Okay.
Oh, Goodell, I hate that guy. Oh, look at him. Oh. What a loser.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nobody reacted.
No one reacted whatsoever. And then I felt bad.
You sound like you're in a cavern, by the way, so that's good.
Yeah, it's a big room.
Keeping your social distance, right.
Yeah, but all I kept thinking was, no, nobody reacted once. Nobody said anything. And then I felt bad because I'm like, I'm calling this poor guy a loser. I don't know anything about him.
Right.
But then there was this.
So number three, and this one you can use several times throughout the game, is, boy, I wonder what Bill Belichick is thinking right now.
The ace in the hole.
All right, I busted out the first time.
Yeah.
I wonder what Bill Belichick is thinking right now. I wonder.
I came up with that play. Damn you, Brady.
Love reaction.
This one gets a reaction.
Yeah, everyone's excited.
Right. This one gets a reaction.
It was like I was part of the conversation. It was so good, I busted it out again.
Yeah.
Guys, I wonder what Bill Belichick is thinking right now. Crying? Yeah.
Still a reaction.
Still a reaction.
You could have changed your tone of voice a little bit. You sound like you're reacting to the same exact thing, but okay.
Listen. But then it all came down to this, the big ender.
Right.
You got to close it out. You need a big closing act here, and it's going to be next year, it'll be the Jets up there.
So I read it. I went at it. Guys, next year it's going to be the Jets. Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the baby says you're crazy.
Everybody
back
was
there.
Laughing. Like, what? I was looking at me. I'm like the life of the party.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you're one of those people, my husband, who want everyone to be silent during the actual game, like you can't make a sound because you're going to miss anything. But the second the commercials come on or the weekend gets on stage or anything that I actually care about, you don't stop talking for 1 second. That's all I need to know about you.
This is a common Mars-Venus thing, I think, when it comes a lot of times to the game. I'm not going to say everybody, but I'll just say a high percentage because the same thing. My wife resents it totally when I talk during the commercials. On the other hand, I don't expect silence during the game. I mean, you just crank the game up louder and louder. Your husband is a football fan. He knows what football looks like. He doesn't need Tony Romo and Jim Nantz to explain to him how football works. He can see it.
Yeah, but then why is he got to keep, like, all right, I understand, okay, yeah. You got to pay attention, you want to see what's happening.
Sure.
But the minute the commercials come on, and you know, and I'm like so intent, and then he's like, all of a sudden, can you get some more guacamole? Are we out of the Corona Light? You know, like.
Sometimes it feels like, as a fan, if you're not concentrating hard enough, you're letting the team down, and they're going to screw something up. So I don't know who he was rooting for last night. But
that's,
you know,
the worst part.
Maybe that's what it was.
He wasn't rooting for anybody because, you know, he could care less about either of the teams that were playing. But still, you got to ruin the weekend for me. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, if you're one of those people today that you know exactly what should have been done differently for your team or for, you know, the way that a play was called or whatever, if you're Monday morning quarterbacking the Super Bowl right now, that's all I need to know about you. You don't know. You wouldn't have done any better. You don't know the plays. Those people are in those positions for a reason because they're the best at what they do. Playing for the biggest game in the universe yesterday. Hey, sometimes the ball just bounces the way it bounces.
Really?
What? Are you going to say that you would have done something differently? Or you know that there was some way that the Bucks won that they shouldn't have won? Is that what you're about to tell me?
I don't know anything about football.
Here we go.
But I'll say,
here we go.
But that handsome young man, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh my gosh.
He threw the ball a lot and nobody was catching it. If somebody would have caught the ball, maybe they wouldn't have lost by so much.
You know,
I don't know if that's Monday morning quarterbacking, but I can tell you that that's what my eyes saw while I was being dead silent,
you know,
during a game.
I mean, you know, the funny thing is you sound more like Giselle more than ever right now at this time because she has said those same things for Tom Brady before and they vilified her when she did. Patrick Mahomes' wife, I'm sure, is staying relatively silent today, maybe, at this point.
That's
hey,
all I need to know about
he'll
you.
Have another opportunities, but thank you, Coach Zapp.
Thank
you were
you.
Great.
You probably missed it during the fourth quarter because CBS didn't air the most exciting part of the entire Super Bowl.
And does that surprise you?
Yeah. The field crasher that got onto the field and ran the entire length of it. It's Anna and Raven. You can't call him a streaker because he didn't actually get fully undressed. Thankfully, we should be happy about that.
I guess he was working on it, though, right?
Yeah, he was trying. He had on some kind of unitard with a pair of shorts over it.
Always a good play.
Yeah, and luckily for us, the internet exists, and the sportscaster Kevin Harlan gave the entire play-by-play of what went down.
Okay.
Second down, 20, 5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra.
The unitard looked a lot like a bra.
Well, you know exactly what he's wearing at that point. It's a description, right?
Yep.
And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
So this guy is running, and his pants are like kind of just halfway around his hips.
Right.
But he can't get it.
That's what happens
out.
When us fat guys start running. All right. That's what happens around the waist. If you're not wearing a belt, it starts coming off.
He is pleasantly plump. I'll say that.
He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line.
This is the most
Why
exciting
do you slide? Play. Score the touchdown,
because
man.
I think it's like he gave up on his pants. Like he ran out of courage at that point. Yeah. He was just like, he's like, I made it this far. He's right at the goal line.
Yeah.
And it's the most exciting part of the whole game. And security is running after him. And here's the thing about the security guards.
Yeah.
They're not that fast.
No, they usually aren't. Yeah,
no.
The streaker, you know, and the streaker has the element of surprise with them, too, even once they're seen. So they put usually a good move or two on him, man. There was a good spin move in there.
I say this. I don't know much about football. This was so, it was the most exciting run of the whole entire game. He continues.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
But he doesn't. He gets tackled real hard.
And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why is this taking place in a Super Bowl?
Because where else is it going to take place?
What is it about streaking, huh?
No.
I mean, I've never found the reason or the excitement, thank God, because it will just live forever on the internet rather than just come back and haunt you.
Like, I wonder, when you're the streaker,
yeah,
like, what goes through your mind? You're like, you know what, tonight?
Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night.
Right.
This is what I'm going to do.
Right.
I'm certainly
going to give the world all of this.
I'm going to go to jail. Like, there's nobody
well,
that gets
that.
Away with it.
Sure,
but
sure.
But you're willing to risk it all. For what?
Yeah.
Like, what's the glory of it?
Well,
I don't understand.
What's the better, right? The one that has the message, like, you know, spray painted on their body or whatever as they're running, or the one that's just doing it because they're completely inebriated?
This guy looked like a 280-pound Borat. Remember when Borat wore that, like, unitard
yes,
thing?
Yes.
That's what he had on. But then he had on a pair of Champion shorts that he couldn't quite get down. But he was moving fast.
I chalked that up to regular Tampa bar life. I chalked that up to.
All I kept thinking about was, like, the Chiefs should probably recruit this guy because he's making more runs than anybody on the team right now. But then it ended with this.
And Kevin, if you're going to run that far, get into the end zone.
Right.
Don't slide at the one. You got to score. Once you got on the field, get
Lord. Now they're cuffing him. But pull up his drawers, whatever you do.
I can't believe we missed that. Why wouldn't CBS show that? It's the commercial awards. Which advertisers won and who lost last night? Well, one is being called either the greatest or the worst commercial of all time, and you're going to be the judge on what you think, because I think it was pretty genius. It's Anna and Raven. Raven, who does the first award of the day go to?
I'm going to go to best use of a friendly face celebrity and first appearance of a dog in Super Bowl commercials for 2021. It's got to be Matthew McConaughey, Doritos 3D.
Lately, I haven't been feeling quite like myself. Life used to feel fuller.
Did you drive here or did you travel by fax?
There's got to be a way to get back. Doritos, now in 3D.
As we know, people love Matthew McConaughey.
They do, and I don't... You know, the first time I ever met Matthew McConaughey, I thought he was mean.
Wait a minute, you met him?
Yeah.
Where did you meet him?
It was years ago when I was working at a radio station.
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought he was
You probably deserved it.
I thought he was very full of himself.
Really?
Yeah, I remember his leather pants were so tight, and I was like, no man should wear leather pants that tight.
Now, to be fair, if you're wearing leather pants as a man, you have to have a massive amount of confidence.
Right.
All right, you do.
That
you
he
really,
did.
You know, so he's got to be feeling pretty good. I mean, it could have been a hot day.
Mm.
I'm always worried about, you know, when you put on leather pants,
yeah.
What is the temperature going to be outside that? Day.
I never
right,
understand.
Past a certain level, it's going to be a bad day. Past a certain temperature.
When everyone talks about how much they love him, I always think the same thing. I'm like, I don't know.
And he was a jerk.
He was a jerk.
All right. Get to the one that you loved so much.
Well, it's not so much that I love it. It's just genius. The second award of the day goes for best trickery of the night, and it's Oatly. So Tony Peterson, he's the CEO of Oatly, which is that oat milk. And you probably remember this because it was so strange. He's the CEO and he's in a random field and then he just sings this with his keyboard.
It's like milk made for humans. Wow, wow, no cow. No, 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 wow.
It was early, too. That was like the second or third commercial of the game.
And everybody was saying, like, this is the worst, like, commercial ever. And they kept saying they ran out the budget. The budget was to get the spot, and then they didn't have any money to actually make the commercial, so they just put this guy in a field and let him sing. Here's what happened. The second they released that, all over their website, they gave away free T-shirts that said, I totally hated that Oatly commercial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those 500 shirts that were free were taken up within 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
I mean, 500 shirts in 5 minutes with 180 million people watching is actually not impressive at all.
But if the commercial,
it's
bad.
Not even slightly impressive,
but
actually.
Raven, think about it. That commercial was so bad that all those people immediately went to the website to figure out what is Oatly and then got the t-shirt.
Whenever Olive Garden puts their endless pasta cards on sale, they're gone in less than 60 seconds and they sell 50,000 of them.
All right. Okay.
So that's impressive.
I thought that was genius.
How about this one? Will Ferrell, let's see, with Cadillac and GM Motors.
Did you know that Norway sells way more electric cars per capita than the U.S.? Norway. Well, I won't stand for it.
Hey, Norway, listen up, you fish-loving...
Oh, this place is adorable. Damn it. Where are you guys?
We're in Finland. Where are you?
I'm in Norway.
Norway? You're in Sweden.
I thought that was best use of ultimate use of patriotism to pick on a climate conscious country none of us could actually find on a map. Plus, I love Awkwafina, so I'm here for whatever she does.
And I love Will Ferrell, so anytime he's in something, that's a win too. It's become evident that if your halftime show performance is missing this, people just aren't going to love it. They're always going to have something negative to say about it.
They want the surprise, man. They want something extra.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. First of all, was I the only one that got so dizzy during the weekend's halftime show when they were in the Hall of Mirrors?
No, oh my gosh. Like, I really thought that I was going to vomit. Like, we had to look away, both my wife and I.
Yeah.
It was definitely giving us, like, an instant headache.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I had to, like, close my eyes. And I was like, oh, no, I can't look at the screen. And then meanwhile, my 12-year-old, my daughter, is, like, staring at it like it's no problem. I'm like, this is how they differentiate everybody over 40.
Remember when
you
used to be able to go on roller coasters,
same
right?
Thing.
It's the same type of concept.
Yeah. So the weekend got up there. He did a great job.
Listen, I thought he sounded great. He's definitely got hits for days. I like the weekend a lot, but it was not eventful. And the Super Bowl, you expect it to be eventful, right?
Well, that's the problem. And this is the bigger problem, is that people now, if you don't bring out surprise guests,
right?
That's it. You don't get that element of surprise, the jumping out of the seat, the, oh my gosh, who is that?
And here's the thing is, there's always rumors about who the guests are going to be or whatever. So it's not like it's shocking, but when it happens, you're always pleasant. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're happy to see it happen.
So I had made a prediction that because the weekend is so influenced by Michael Jackson, that there was going to be some kind of hologram throwback to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I was certain
you were
of
convinced.
It.
Convinced. You were convinced. Yes.
And then at the beginning, when they did that weird Vince Lombardi hologram thing.
You thought, oh, here we go,
here we
holograms.
Go. They figured, like, oh, here come all the holograms. This is going to be the Super Bowl of holograms.
Not
and that wasn't
place.
True. It's not at all.
And through that, he paled by comparison to a lot of these things. Because, again, there was no huge moment. Nothing went wrong, right? Nothing fell off of anywhere.
Yep.
And then there was no big surprise guest.
But I will say the one thing I really did love about it was that he smiled. And you don't see the weekend smile a lot.
Oh, thanks. It's nice.
It looked like he was having fun, and that was nice.
Well, you let his mom know that you appreciate it so much. Let's pick up with some of the ones that everybody regards as some of the more fun halftime shows recently, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Remember when Katy Perry brought out Missy Elliott?
Oh, that was the best.
I remember just jumping out of my seat.
It's awesome. One of those groups that, again, everybody knows the songs, right? It doesn't matter what music you listen to or what you're into. You know Missy Elliott, you know the song. So it was always a surprise. Of course, it can backfire on you, too.
Right, like the time that Coldplay was the Super Bowl halftime performer, but nobody remembers Coldplay because out comes Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
Right. As if that wasn't enough. You were done right there.
That was it.
It was really nice to you, Chris Martin, but it was a mistake.
Last night,
100%.
Trending was the Beyonce Bruno Mars halftime show was the best of all time, and all I kept thinking was, that was Coldplay's halftime show.
Yeah.
So you run the risk that if you bring out guests, they might upstage you.
I think unless your name is Michael Jackson or unless you're Prince, you need somebody with you.
I think you're right.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven
Did you do something over the weekend that you didn't get credit for? Or did someone you know do something pretty awesome and you didn't even say thank you to them or give them a pat on the back? There's your chance. We're going to give you that credit right now. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
Hey, I thought the Super Bowl was great. Not just because, you know, I was rooting for Tom Brady and the Bucks to win it. I just thought, you know, it was surprising in ways that I didn't really expect. The commercials were fun enough for me. And the national anthem, despite the fact that I'm not a big Eric Church fan and I had never heard of Jasmine Sullivan before, they were phenomenal. But as good as they were, the guy doing the ASL, the sign language interpretation for the broadcast, was absolutely astoundingly amazing. I mean, this is the biggest crescendo of the song, and he had me feeling like I was soaring like an eagle. The way he was so into it.
It was fantastic.
Good. Warren Wawa Snipe, he is definitely, I mean, I thought he was absolutely phenomenal. And given the fact that he is everywhere today, it doesn't matter. He still deserves more credit. I thought he was absolutely, I was ready for the game at that point.
All right, give him some credit. Give him some credit for being into it. Oh, look at him go.
Do it, Wawa Snipe.
I would like to see him do this.
I would like to see him at every medical briefing that goes on from now on. Like, he needs to be Fauci's right-hand man. He was absolutely awesome.
That was definitely great. You know, I didn't get credit for this last night. I had to be the kid-splainer. I don't know if you know what a kid-splainer is.
You have to explain it when they go, why? But why?
But why? Is
but
this,
why?
That's the person during the Super Bowl, the adult there, that has to explain everything to the kids because they have a million questions. So you can't actually just enjoy the game and the commercials and all that. You have to just constantly go. So that's Drake. He's a rapper. No, he doesn't actually work for State Farm. No, he doesn't. No.
Right.
Why does it take so long for 6 seconds? It's been saying 6 seconds for 7 minutes. Because they have
that's
to stop
the worst.
Clock. When the ball goes out of bounds or something like that, they have to stop the clock. I don't know how they pick the guy that sings the national anthem. Yes, one day it could be you, honey. Absolutely, it could be you.
Well,
you
let's give you some credit,
Thank
Anna.
You.
Good job.
Thank you.
Never give up, Anna Zapp. Never give up. You got the kids through it.
They did. They had a lot of questions, more than ever last night. And I was shocked how many of them did not know who The Weeknd was.
Yeah.
You know, it was surprising.
Should have brought a guest.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Happens all the time. You do something pretty awesome over the weekend and nobody gives you the credit you deserve. Whether it's something small or something big, not even a high five, nothing.
It's like they didn't even notice.
Mm-hmm. We give you the credit you deserve every Monday. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I did not get credit for being an amazing wife. I made my kids watch the game in a different room from my husband and his friends so they wouldn't scream and distract him. Didn't even acknowledge it at all. Took a long time to make his favorite guacamole, too. No thank you, no nothing.
Huh.
That's terrible.
Upset about it.
I'm pretty easy. Yeah. The key to my heart is just a little bit of salt in that guac, and I'm going to be good. Anything you add after that is all bonus.
She even kept the kids out of the room. You know what? We're going to give you some credit right now. Here you go.
Thank you. Somebody cares.
She took that avocado and she cut it right in half. She scooped out all the meat and she took that fork and she mashed it up and she might have even put some salt in there. And he didn't even say thank you.
It seems pretty cold, man. Keeping the kids out of the room, that's a big one,
too. It's a big deal.
Because, you know, it's...
Many questions.
Right.
Yep. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I let my neighbor's friend park in my driveway hours and hours on end yesterday. And we live, like, on a really busy street. He never even said thank you.
Oh, that's... Nope. You better bring me something.
Mm.
You better send me a snack or something.
Yeah.
If you got a young daughter, the first box of Girl Scout cookies is on you.
All right. You know what? You deserve some credit. We'll give you that credit right now. It's always tough when you do something nice for a neighbor and, like, you don't You don't expect anything in return, but they don't even acknowledge it.
Oh, you got to have some acknowledgement. Super Bowl Sunday, parking on a busy street? That would have been like $30.
What if they put a sign up there? Parking $30.
Right.
Like it's a festival or something like that. It's so funny the way that people remember things, like when there's tricky things they have to remember.
Sure.
It's Anna and Raven. We were sitting in a meeting last week with our boss, Keith, and all of a sudden he busted out this random song. Keith, what was that song that you were singing like a weirdo?
The preposition song. About, above, across, after, against, among, around, at, before, beside, behind, between, beyond, by, down, during, except for, from, and in, toward, like, near, rub off, on, over, past, through, out, through, a word, under, underneath, up, until, upon, with, within, without, this list. That's how it goes.
Even what? After hearing that, I still can't make sense of that.
I'm still not sure what prepositions are.
But that's all of them. It's all of them in the song.
All right, we get it. But okay.
We get it, but we don't get it. You told us, but we don't get it.
Yeah, I guess it works for you. It's like one of those things where you don't understand. You know what I don't understand?
What's that?
I know that February has 28 days because it's the shortest day month of the whole year, right?
Oh, okay.
But you know how people do the thing with the knuckles, that they remember the days and they start counting the knuckles and every month has a certain amount of days? Have you ever seen that or heard that?
I've never seen that.
I've had 17 people try to explain to me how the knuckles coordinate to the month and how many days in the month. I have no idea. Just like that preposition song, I had no idea how they figure out what's 30 days, what's 31 days, no clue whatsoever.
I guess I must be some sort of boyhood wonder. I always just remembered that the months. I just remembered them. I remember that February was 2nd and it had that many days.
For me, the way I remember tricky things when it comes to spelling, I guess it's because I was a high school cheerleader. I remember like cheers. So aggressive. How do you spell aggressive? B, aggressive. B, E, aggressive. B, E, A, G, G, R, E, S, S, I, V, E, aggressive. B, E, aggressive.
So do you take words that would never actually have any business being a cheer and put them into cheering sometimes in your brain to remember them?
Oh, yeah. And then the best thing that has ever happened to me was when Gwen Stefani did this. And I was like, oh, thank God. Now I know how to spell bananas for the rest of my life. B, and every single time, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yeah.
Got it.
I remember friends. My teacher told me you would share your fries with your friends. So it's fry ends.
Ah.
But it's an I, obviously. You have to remember that. But that's how I still, to this day, that's how I spell friends.
1-800-330-9999. What's your trick to remember tricky things? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
My trick is lefty-loosey, righty-tighty.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a fantastic one.
I use it all the time.
Yep.
My wife broke the outdoor hose attachment, the spigot on the outside of the house. She broke the valve because she over-tightened it one time. And she was saying lefty loosey, righty tighty, but she was turning it the wrong way while she was doing it.
Yeah, no, you have to do what it says.
Right. Right. That's the thing that happened.
She needs a tip for left and right, you know, holding your fingers in the left and the right.
Well, she just said I do all the time. When I have to turn left or someone says turn left, I immediately make the L shape with my left hand, and that's how I know it's my left hand.
You know how I remember what west is? Because it looks like left almost. That's what my teacher told me one time. Actually, looks nothing like it.
No.
But that's the way I remember it, west and left.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good.
You can use that when you're headed west. Now you'll know. It's left.
I before E, except after C. That was always a good one to remember.
Sure, and I think most people still remember it to this day.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. What's your trick to remember tricky things? You could call or text 1-800-330-9999. February is the only month I know that has 28 days because the other months, I never remember which is 30 and which has 31. And everyone always says the same thing. You got to do the trick with your knuckles. You put your knuckles out and then you count the months. And I've had 17 people explain to me how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not 100%, no matter how many times they explain it, get it. I don't know what they're saying. I look at my knuckles and I just see knuckles. I don't see like how many days are in each month.
Yeah, I never had trouble with that. I guess it's just like I have like a photographic thing when it comes to a calendar, I guess, in my mind. But I've got 1,000 other tricks that I use for other things. You know, when they come to mind each time, you're like, yep, I still remember how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. What's your trick to remember tricky things? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Yana and Raven.
Hi, I remember a rhyme to how to remember the days of the in the month. So it's 30 days has September, April, June, and November. And then the rest have 31, except for February, which is a leap year.
Say that again. 30 days has November, June, May, November.
April, June, and November.
Yeah, Anna's like writing it down right now. It's going to be the smartest she's ever been in her life, thanks to you, ma'am.
I don't know why at 40 years old, I still don't know how many days each month has.
Well, it's good that you're learning. And Ann Raven, what's that trick that you have to remember something tricky?
It's the months. It's 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except for February.
Yeah, Anna and I had no idea, but this is the thing. I think she's getting it tattooed on her.
I mean, everybody is saying that. Anna and Raven, what's your trick to remember tricky things?
Hi, so I, to remember my nines table, like my nines multiplications, I hold my 10 finger down in front of me, and if it's like 9 times 2, you count 1, 2, and put that finger down, and then you have 18.
My daughter does this. My almost 12-year-old daughter. I see her do this all the time, and I don't know what she's doing.
Right. You can follow it, and it's still a code that Anna will never break.
Oh, that's so funny, though. I had no idea that was for the nines tables, though.
Yeah, your nines times tables. It always works.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What's your trick to remember tricky things?
So I'm going to be number 18. I'm going to explain to you how the knuckles work.
Oh, here we go.
Go.
So make two fists with both. Starting on the left fist, the first knuckle represents January.
Yeah.
The first indentation represents February.
Okay.
And if you put your hands together, the two pointer finger knuckles equals number the one June and July.
Okay.
So January, the first loop is February. The second knuckle is March. The third loop is April. The fourth loop is May. The fifth loop the third loop is June, and the fourth knuckle is July.
You're the 18th person to explain it to me, and I still don't understand, but I am holding my knuckles together.
Thank you, sir. We're going to hang up before our heads explode.
Anna and Raven, what's your trick to remember tricky things?
My daughter taught me this. When you get confused about east and west, never eat shredded wheat. Never eat. Eat is going north. Shredded is south. West is south.
Never eat shredded wheat. It goes like in a circle. Never eat shredded wheat. I get that. Yeah.
I still do that today because if you're getting confused whether you're supposed to be going north and south, but you only see signs east or west, you don't know which direction to go in.
I wonder what shredded wheat feels about that.
You know, shredded wheat doesn't have any flavor, so it probably doesn't have any feelings either.
Okay, fair enough. We want to know, what's your trick to remember tricky things? You can head to our Facebook page. Just search for Anna and Raven.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Sam and Regina. Regina, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hi. So I'm looking into hiring one of those services to help baby-proof your house. You know, they go all out. They bolt the dressers to the walls. They put all the little plastic corner pieces on. I mean, they do such a great job. They make your home a cushion for your child. And I really want to do this. I think it's a great idea. My husband, he's not really all for it. And I'm trying to convince him that, you know, this is a safety for our son. And I think that it's money worth spending.
Sam, why wouldn't you want to baby-proof your house? Do you not love your child?
No, that's ridiculous. Of course I love my child. It's just, it's crazy. Like, moms, you know, I get it, trying to be protective, but it's just absolutely extreme. I think, you know, it's understandable to want to protect your child and whatnot. But we're living in this era where moms are going above and beyond to, like, their kids are turning to wusses. Like, she wants to, you know, put hideous plastic things all over the furniture corners and these plastic knobs all over the doorknobs. You know, we have a beautiful home, and I just think it's stupid. Like, do we just teach the kid not to go down the stairs, let him learn the hard way? Who pays for a company to do this anyway? It's absurd.
It's true that square cornered glass dining room table that you have is definitely there to toughen up your son. I agree with you wholeheartedly, sir. That makes total sense. You know, I mean, if you have a warranty on your television, you buy an extended plan at your local store or whatever for a tool that you buy. Seems to me if these guys say that they're going to childproof my house, I want to test that theory. I'll let them come in and put tennis balls wherever they tell me I need them for it to be safe in the moment. I mean, you have a child now. I mean, obviously, your house is going to change a little bit.
Right, but there's a difference between changing a little bit and hiring a company to come in and basically make it like a trampoline park where it's all just cushions everywhere.
I would just suggest that these people have more experience about the problems that can and do often happen, whereas you don't want to learn trial by error on your child's cranium.
Right. Also, if I could send you I'll send you a picture, Raven. I have a giant hole in my sheetrock from where my husband put the new gates up at the top of the stairs for my toddler, Dakota.
Good. Not a professional, your husband.
No, but I mean, we didn't pay a whole lot either for him to destroy our walls. What we can do is see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Sam, that hiring a company to come in to do this from head to toe is just too much, and you could just do the minimum and be fine. But they may see Regina's side, too, that if this is your first child, you have no idea what to do. Bringing in professionals to help keep your kids safe, like, why wouldn't you want to do that?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court. It's Anna and Ray.
Regina wants to hire one of those companies that'll come in and completely baby-proof the house from top to bottom. Her husband, Sam, thinks, that's crazy. Like, the baby needs to learn just to not bang her head in the corner of the table. Like, are we going to spend all this money to do this? That's nuts.
I mean, how much money could it really be? Here's the thing. I mean, Sam, if they're going to guarantee your kid is going to be smart and undamaged, pay that money.
Right. All right, I'm going to do that. Can you just do it yourself and do it on a budget? Just put up a gate and deal, you know?
Wrap that kid in bubble wrap.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'd say I'm on the mother's side because, you know, you can put it on, and if it, you know, it doesn't seem to be worth the expense, you can always take it off, but I'd give it a try.
Yeah, my big thought is if it's not really going to damage stuff, I mean, maybe he's mostly concerned about the damage that's left behind, but if it's not going to damage stuff, like, why wouldn't you try it, right? I mean, it is your kid's face. Thanks for the call.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Regina and Sam have an infant, and Regina's got a great plan. They're going to hire one of those companies to come baby-proof the entire house from top to bottom. That's why their little baby will always be safe.
Sam thinks it's a waste of money, and it's going to do damage on their house. We have a beautiful home. We never did this when we were kids. We just learned.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I think you have to be on the mother's side, because if something happens to that child and they don't go through with it, it's going to be the father's fault forever.
For the rest of his life.
That's
right.
True. 100%.
You're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom's side. I actually hired one of those services when my daughter was born 13 years ago. And you don't have to take all of their suggestions. And I think people are surprised at how much the plug outlets cost and the gates cost. They include all of that in their services. So I highly recommend it.
Are you still having trouble keeping your daughter from keeping her fingers out of the electrical outlets at 13?
No, that's at 13 good. We're pretty good.
That's yeah, she's good now.
That's good.
Now
yeah. She learned. Good.
I'll tell you what, those gates are very expensive.
Yeah, no, they're not free.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. You know, I think that parents need to take responsibility and pay attention to their children, let them learn trial and error. You know, we never had this when we were kids growing up. I think it's just a waste of money.
The way that I baby-proofed my house when my oldest was little versus sure. Now with Dakota, my toddler,
yeah.
Are very different. I've gotten a lot more lenient now.
Yeah.
With the exception of the gates on the stairs. Now I'm like, if she hits her head, she learns that she can't do that anymore.
Yeah, it's a hard lesson to learn, though. We didn't have all sorts of things before, like airbags or like, you know, self-inflating air mattresses or other convenient items that are out here.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Regina, our audience agreed with you. I mean, you don't need to go all out, but if you can have a company come in to teach you properly how to do it, then why not? It's a good investment.
Yay! Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Sam, I mean, you have to realize there's a very real possibility they're going to catch at least one or two dangers that you wouldn't have thought of until they actually became a problem. Might save your kid some stitches.
I mean, I'm all for, you know, putting up a gate by the stairs, you know, and things like that. But putting plastic corners on every single piece of furniture and, bolting things into the wall is just, I think it's extreme, but call me old-fashioned.
We'll have no regrets.
I'm sure when we see that bill, we might.
Well, if you have a problem, too, I am curious on how much that costs. Hmm. You can send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Danielle.
Danielle, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck.
All right, Danielle, we have $2,400 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Number 1, Golden Globe nominations were announced earlier this week. Which actress has the most Golden Globe nominations in history with 32?
Meryl Streep.
Number two, pop singer Hayley Williams just released her debut album. It's called Flowers for Vases. It's a solo album. Hayley Williams is the lead singer of what Nashville-based alternative rock band?
Paramore.
Number three, what actor was the voice of Alexa during the Amazon commercial last night during the game? Time's up, Danielle. Number four, during the pre-show, Miley Cyrus brought out Joan Jett and what other blonde-haired 80s icon to perform with her?
Is it Stevie Nicks?
Number five, Julia Quinn is the author of the romance novel behind what Netflix hit series created by Shonda Rhimes?
Oh, no. Gosh, these are hard. I don't know.
All right, Danielle, let me bring Raven back in. Come on, Raven.
No. Yo.
All right, Danielle got 2 out of 5.
Not too good. Yes. 2,400 bucks. Oh, let's see how I do.
I just want to give away this money. Come on.
You're confident. Oh,
all right, it's okay. Number one, Golden Globe nominations were announced earlier this week. Which actress has the most Golden Globe nominations in history with 32?
I'll just take a shot and say Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep is correct.
Look at me go. She wins everything.
Number two, pop singer Hayley Williams just released her debut solo album. It's called Flowers for Vases.
Okay.
Hayley Williams is the lead singer of what Nashville-based alternative rock band?
That's easy. Paramore.
Yes, you guys are tied at two. Number three, what actor was the voice, quote-unquote, voice of Alexa during the Amazon commercial last night during the game?
You got to be talking about Michael B. Jordan.
I could watch that commercial on repeat for about 6 hours.
Here's the funny thing. I'm a straight man, and I agree.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I was like, that is a handsome Alexa.
He was bringing it, man. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, I walked out of the room, came back, and was like, what is this commercial?
Number four, during the pre-show, Miley Cyrus brought out Joan Jett and what other blonde-haired 80s icon to perform with her?
I'll just take a shot, Stevie Nicks.
No, it was Billy Idol.
Oh, dang. That would have been awesome. I'm going to have to watch that.
Number five, Julia Quinn is the author of the romance novel behind what Netflix hit series created by Shonda Rhimes?
Oh, I just watched this. Ask the question again.
No. Julia Quinn is the author of the romance novel behind what Netflix hit series?
Oh, Bridgerton.
Bridgerton is correct.
No, I didn't watch it.
You did not watch it. I'm just going to give it to you because it doesn't even matter. You already won. All right, Danielle, he beat you. I don't know. I'll give him a half for that. 3.5 to 2. I'm sorry. That does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. This is Danielle, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Danielle. Hold on.
Enjoy that shirt, girl. Better luck next time. $2,500 tomorrow.